It's a delight for me, Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, to greet you on this day and to be able to study with you from the book Divine. It's always our happy pleasure to meet with you by means of this program, and we're hopeful that you have a few moments to spend in the study of God's holy and divine word. Everyone ought to spend some moments with the Bible as often as they possibly can. In 1 Peter 4:11, we find the inspired apostle saying, "Yet if any man speak, let him speak as it were the oracles of God. And if any man minister, let him minister as of the strength which God supplieth, that in all things God may be glorified." Our aim and intent on this program is to speak simply as the Bible speaks. Our question for this week, it says there are good people in all churches. Many of them have never fully complied with the terms of pardon as you preach them. Do you mean to teach that they will be eternally lost? Well, of course, what I teach must be what the Bible says, and we must go in accordance with that, whatever may be the question or the terms. This is an important question, my friends, because there are many people in all churches, some of them very good people, some of them not so good. But I would admit by the standards of the world that they are good people. It's possible for them to be mistaken, just as it's possible for us to be mistaken. But I think it behooves each of us to take the Word of God, to prove all things, to hold fast that which is good, just as the Bible contends. Now, no man can be certain, as I stated to you on yesterday, that he is reconciled to God, and until he has complied with the terms of pardon that are laid down in the New Testament. We find that Jesus came not to condemn, but to save, in John 3:17-18. But he is willing to save man in the body, which is the church, Colossians 1:21-22. We must then receive the word of reconciliation, 2 Corinthians 5:18-19, just as the people on Pentecost received that word of reconciliation. In Acts 2:38, they repented and they were baptized in order to the forgiveness of their sins, in order that they might have the new life that is in Christ. Good citizenship, intellectualism, fraternalism, social service, and the like could not be substituted for obedience to the Word of God, can it? In Matthew 7, Jesus said in verse 24-27, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." In verse 24, he said, "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them is likened unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock. The rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, but it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock." How necessary, then, that we do not do only what is right in our own eyes, but that we do the will of the Father in heaven, or he says we cannot even enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, we may be religious and never enter the kingdom of heaven. We may be good so far as citizenship is concerned, fraternal orders may be ours, social service we may do much of, but we still may not have done the will of the Father. In 1 John 2:3-6, he said, "Hereby do we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. And he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked." Then again in Revelation 22:14, the last chapter of the Bible, the writer Jesus says, "Blessed are they that keep his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and that they may enter in through the gates into the city." The only infallible safe course to pursue, then, is to believe and to obey the gospel. We're certainly happy you studied with us today. It's always a pleasure to be with you.